Guest today is David Walsfold of Brentwood Choral Society, who's coming to talk about their concert on the 25th of March, which is going to be at the Wessex Auditorium, Brentwood School, at 7 p.m. It's Martin Palmieri's Misa e Buona Aires. Have I said it correctly?
Buenos Aires. Misa Buenos Aires.
I was going to get that wrong. I'm sorry. Now, it sounds very exciting, but before we talk about that, can you tell us about your role in the Choral Society and how long it's been going and the type of events that you put on?
The Choral Society actually was founded during the Second World War and has been flourishing in Brentwood ever since. And it has quite a wide repertoire nowadays, and as we're going to talk about, takes pride in doing quite a few works by living composers, as well as, you know, the great classics of the choral repertoire, you know, the Fauré Requiems, the Messiahs, and so on. Myself, I sing with them. I've sung with them for on and off for 20 years now, and it's a well-established, very friendly, and very welcoming choral society.
And if there are people out there that love to sing, is this choral society somewhere you have to be able to sight read, or can you come along and learn things by ear?
You can learn things by ear. I mean, we have quite a diverse membership. I mean, some people who obviously are, you know, very well-skilled musicians, very knowledgeable, can sight read, and they can help the rest of us and carry us along when we're struggling with some of the new music that we've been doing over the last few years. Mm. So there's no auditions. Yeah, we welcome anybody, absolutely. Anytime, Monday evenings at Brentwood School is when we rehearse, and we're very friendly, and people just come and try it. Singing is, it's a fantastic thing to do. It's a wonderful collective experience, and we know so many benefits, you know, for mental health and so on. People should come along and experience it. Don't be shy, is what I would say to them.
Yes, and it's because you're mixed in with everybody else. You don't. It's not like you're going to be doing a solo. You've got that, and also it's meeting people as well and getting out the house and doing something that's creative, which is always really good. So the concert on the 25th of March, I mentioned it earlier, but it's also known as Misa Tango.
Absolutely, it is, yes.
So tell us about it, because the composer is Martin, is it Palmieri?
Yep.
Who put this together in 95-96, and it's a choral mass based on a tango sound, which sounds absolutely exciting. How did this all come about?
Well, I mean, it's a fascinating piece of music. It's, the Misa Tango, the name that's got attached to it, really gives away what it's about and what the flavour of it is. So what Martin Palmieri has done, he's an Argentine composer, is take the sounds of Latin American dance music and tango in particular, which of course is, you know, very much rooted in Argentinian musical culture, and put it into the traditional Latin mass. And what he's done, and what I think is so clever, it's got that dance feel, it's got that movement feel all the way through, but it's full of structures that anyone who listens to traditional choral music would recognise. A cappella sections, which are unaccompanied sections, fugues. You know, sometimes you think you're singing a Bach mass with a Latin rhythm. I mean, it's quite an extraordinary experience. Mm. So I'd really say to people, come and listen to it, come and try it, because it's thrilling.
How long has it taken to put a piece like this together with rehearsals?
Because the genre is not well known to us. We sing traditional the music, as we were talking earlier, that's traditional to the choral repertoire. The sort of Latin American dance rhythms have been something that many of us have had to adapt to, and so we started before Christmas and we've been rehearsing it intensively over the last couple of months. And I have to say, on Monday evening at the rehearsal we had, it really, really felt as if it was coming together, and you could feel some the sections, the really thrilling bits, really taking off.
Yeah. Now you're going to be joined by Julian Rowlands, who plays it's an instrument that's a bit like a concertina, very popular in Argentina and Uruguay. He's going to be playing that, isn't he? And he's quite very actually quite well known.
He is indeed, with the instruments called a bandoneon, which, like so many things with this piece of music, completely new to me and most of us, which is, as you said, it's a type of concertina, type of accordion that is very distinctive to tango music. And lots of people will have seen him, because there are not many people in this country that can play this instrument. So he's been on Strictly Come Dancing and also, you know, a lot of other TV shows. He's very well known, and we are really, really lucky to have him. So he's going to be playing the bandoneon part in the Mass, which gives it its very much its Argentine tango flavour, but he's going to do a couple of solos for us as well, so we're really looking forward to those.
Yeah, you've got Will Todd's The Lord Is My Shepherd as well.
Yes, we have. Oh, as I said, we're quite proud of our record over the last few years of doing music by living composers. Will Todd's written a lot of lovely, lovely church music, and he's certainly The Lord Is My Shepherd. He's one of those. And we're going to open the concert with the Benedictus from Carl Jenkins' The Armed Man, which people will know. I mean, it's immensely popular. But again, it's another living composer. We think it's so important to promote the works of living composers, as well as the great masterpieces of previous generations.
Now, this is open to everybody to come along to, so anybody, you don't have to have a faith, you can come along and listen to the music as well. But you do a lot of collaborations, don't you? And you really encourage people to collaborate with different organisations that do music.
Absolutely. I think this is my experience of working with several musical groups across the town, is that collaboration has really become one of the big themes of the time. And this is part of that. We've got the Beckett Keys School Choir joining us. They're going to be singing the Missa Tango, as well as doing some pieces of their own. And so that, yeah, sometimes, let's be very honest, sometimes people look at traditional choral societies and they see that they're full of people who are at or near or past retirement, and they look as if they're almost something from the past. And it's very important that we don't let that become settled as an image, which is where, you know, collaborating with groups, particularly groups of young people, working across... I mean, I hope that we're going to see in Brentwood over the next couple of years more of this, and actually people working and collaborating across different art forms, because I think that is really exciting. And I think there's so much talent in this town, but you don't want people sort of, they want sitting in silos.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
you know, we're just going to perform this for our people. Well, actually, there's a big world out there. Let's perform it for everybody. And the way to do that is to work together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this concert, as you said, it's something different. So it's going to appeal to a lot more people, and getting people interested as well in the choral society. So it's great, as well as working, obviously when you work with young people, they've got so many great ideas about, you know, it's and they enthuse everybody when they're young, because you forget, I mean, I won't say how old I am, but we're slightly older than teenagers, but you know that sort of teenagers when they've got that energy and life is for living and you can do anything, and as you get older you get a little bit sort of stuck in your ways, you can do.
Yeah. And they, when they're singing and they're performing, they bring energy. It radiates out from the stage when you've got young people on there. And that lifts everybody. You know, people that have been singing for 40 or 50 years, they're energised by being alongside young people. So it benefits everybody.
There you go. And if you're out there and you've got an organisation in the creative section, and you would like to get involved with the Choral Society as well, you can always drop David a message, or drop it through here as well. Now, the tickets are... on the Brentwood Choral Society, they're on your website, aren't they?
They are, yes, which is brentwoodchoral.org.uk.
And we'll put that up on the website as well if you missed it.
And yes, as you said earlier on, they're £15 for adults, they're £5 for under 16s. The Wessex Auditorium is a nice big auditorium, so we expect to have them available on the door as well. So please, you know, if you decide at the last minute, actually, I'm going to give it a go, then come along.
And is there parking there as well?
Parking at Brentwood School is always is always a bit of a challenge. Well, yeah. The choir members were asking about this on Monday night. You're going to have to use the town car parks, which are only a very short walk from the auditorium.
Right, okay, so there we go, just in case. But you can find all the details out. It will go up on the website. I'll put links to the Choral Society as well, and you can enjoy that on the 25th, which would have been my mum's birthday, which is a great day. Normally it's Mother's Day as well on the 25th, but it's shifted this year.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, it's a week earlier, isn't it?
Don't forget Mother's Day on the 19th. Maybe you'd like to get her a ticket to come along.
Oh, absolutely.
Parents would love it as well. It's lovely to see you again. Very enthusiastic about everything you do. And as I said, if you do want to get involved with the Choral Society, just drop us we'll put all the details up on the website and just give David a shout.
And wonderful to tell people about such a great concert, and I hope lots of listeners are going to come along.